Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 31st, 2020. I'm George Henry. The numbers continue to climb in Florence with another COVID-19 case reported yesterday by Lane County Public Health. This makes 84 cases and also makes 23 new cases in the past 2 weeks in the 97439 zip code. Earlier this week, it was reported that a social gathering was responsible for sending 3 people to Peace Harbor Hospital, and they were then transferred to Riverbend in Springfield. Health officials warn of the upcoming New Year's Eve celebrations and how they could potentially serve as yet another catalyst for increasing numbers in the area. Several counties surrounding Florence have seen restrictions relax, but Lane County's numbers are still too high to allow restaurants and gyms to open. Lane County saw a 106-case increase yesterday as totals for the county reached toward 7,000. 6,835 cases since the beginning of the pandemic have been recorded, and after a brief drop in hospitalizations, there were 5 more admitted yesterday. Another individual has died due to complications of the virus, bringing the county total to 92. Across the state, there were 1,052 new cases and 19 new deaths. There is some good news, though, as the state reports another 3,504 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. There have been 31,380 individuals so far that have received the vaccine. There are currently about 80,000 doses available, with more to come in the next several weeks. On Monday, the Florence City Council will meet in 2 separate meetings. The first to finish up any business remaining with the existing council, and then there will be the swearing-in of the 2 new council members, Sally Wants and Bill Meyer. The new council will then meet, and part of their new council agenda will be to discuss how they will select the council member for the vacant seat. Information on how to participate in the meeting can be found at the city's website, ci.florence.or.us. AAA Oregon reports rising crude prices will likely have some effect on travel as we begin the new year, but currently there is little movement around the state. Locally, we have been steady around the $2.39 mark for an average price of a gallon of regular gas. Statewide, there has been a penny increase, according to Marie Dodds with AAA, but Dodds reports that stockpiles of gasoline are dipping slightly, and that should create another increase over the next several weeks. Oregon is currently tied with Nevada as the 4th highest gas prices in the nation. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 31st, 2020.